Up next, farmers need to check their cash rent agreements. In the eyes of the government, these might just be considered crop share leases, and if that is the case, the landlord may be entitled to some of those government payments. Whether a farm lease meets the technical definition of a cash lease or a share lease under the federal regulations determines whether the farm operator alone or both the operator and the landlord is to receive certain USDA Farm Program payments. Flexible or adjustable cash rental arrangements, which technically may be share leases under the regulations, can be especially problematic, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural law specialist Don Utman.
Well, there are actually federal regulations that define a crop share lease and a share lease for purposes of farm program payments. And these rules go on to say that if one has a cash lease under these technical definitions, any farm program payments are supposed to go entirely to the tenant operator. If, on the other hand, the lease is a share lease under these technical regulations, then any farm program payments are supposed to be divided between the landlord and the tenant.
Now that sounds straightforward. A farmer with a cash agreement gets all the farm program payments, and those with crop share leases have to share with the landlord. That's not necessarily the case for those with cash rent agreements, though. They may, by law, still have to share the farm program payments, says Utman.
So, for example, there are a number of leases in Illinois that are variations of the cash lease. Sometimes they're called flexible rent leases. Sometimes they are called hybrid leases. Sometimes they're called combination leases. They have some characteristics of the cash lease and may even be labeled as a cash lease. But if they are analyzed carefully under the federal regulations pertaining to farm program payments, they might fall into the category of a share lease instead of a cash lease. People who have been signing up for farm program payments in the past or who plan to participate in the future might have a lease that they honestly believe is a cash lease and believe that they therefore need to have all the farm program payments going to the tenant, when in fact, if that lease is very carefully analyzed, it would be a share lease, and they would need to have the program payments divided differently.
Improper division of farm program payments can result in ineligibility for farm program payments and, in some circumstances, a need to pay back previous payments. If a landlord and a tenant have the problem, it may be wise for one of them to consult with legal counsel before taking further steps. If asked, the FSA is obligated to pursue the matter. You can read more from Don Utman on the FarmDoc website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.